Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological progress report on Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T. E. Hamblin, H-A-M-B-L-I-N. Her address is P.O. Box 1266, Biggs, California, 95917. Phone is 530-869-9062. Email is AnnetteHamblin65@gmail.com. Her pharmacy is CVS in Gridley. Insurance is Blue Cross. It's addressed to Dr. A-N-U-R-A-D-H-A. Last name is S-H-A-N-M-U-G-H-A-M-M-D. Internal Medicine Clinic. Adventist Health. The address is Primary Care Clinic, Gridley, 1548 Highway 99, Gridley, California, 95948-3121. Thank you. The clinical indication is history of tremor. Family history of Parkinson's disease. New paragraph, recent presentation with dyspnea. Dear professional colleagues, Annette, this is dated 10/21/25. Annette Hemblin was seen for neurological evaluation with a history of tremor and family history of Parkinson's. New paragraph, as you may remember, she presented with increased dyspnea, findings of a pulmonary nodule that was negative on biopsy by Dr. Verma, the pulmonary specialist. New paragraph, MR brain imaging at Enloe Medical Center on October 4th, 2021. Showed evidence for mild global brain volume loss. No evidence of stroke or hemorrhage. No enhancing T2 hyperintensities. Unchanged. Consistent with microvascular ischemic gliosis. With a wider differential diagnosis to include MS, Lyme disease, and vasculitis. There was no evidence of brain metastasis. No significant changes in comparison to imaging of 12/7/2020. Neurological examination does not demonstrate unusual tremor at rest. New paragraph, there is minimal inducible neuromusculoskeletal stiffness in distraction maneuvers. New paragraph. I believe she has a history of COVID disease exposure, and in consideration of her evaluation needs, we are referring her to UC Davis Medical Center for static and ambulatory EEGs to exclude acquired epilepsy. New paragraph. We are also referring her to Reading for a DAT scan imaging to exclude the early manifestations of Parkinson's disease. New paragraph. Laboratory testing for dementia will be requested, and we will see her for review with those results.
You wanted to send her to hematology also.
For what?
I don't know. It's in the blood work. That was your main thing, hematology.
Mm. Yeah. Her laboratory studies in May of 2024 show an elevated anticardiolipin antibody, IgM, for which we will refer her for hematology evaluation and consideration of an acquired coagulation disorder. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report once she returns.